Today's daf is Nida Daf Samach, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So the sugyas are continuing to discuss the halachos of a kesem. So again, what's a kesem? A woman that sees dam from her makar is a Nida Midai Raisa. However, there's one very important caveat, and that is she has to feel the dam. If there was no hargasha on the dam, then the halacha is she does not become a nida midai raisa. A kesem is where a woman found dam. She's not 100% sure where the dam came from, but one thing she is sure of, and that is there was no hargasha. She certainly never felt the dam leave the makar. The question then is, is she tamei or is she not tamei? Now, midai raisa, being that there was no hargasha, it's pasha that she's not tamei. The Chacham, however, said that a woman that sees dam from the makar, even without hargasha, is going to be tamei midai rabbanon. In this case, even though the woman doesn't know for sure that it came from the makar, but she has to suspect that maybe it came from the makar, and it's for that reason she's going to be tamei. Meaning, there's really two chedushim in the halachas of kesem. Number one, there was no hargasha. So if there was no hargasha, she shouldn't be a nida. And in fact, midei raisa, she isn't a nida. Number two, she doesn't even know for sure that it came from the makar. Stating that, there's a halach of ksam. But as we saw, the Mishnayos already mentioned that the only time we're machmer when it comes to ksamim is if it's very, very mashma, it's very mistaber that the dam came from the makar. If, however, there's good reason to believe that maybe the dam didn't come from the makar, for example, she found it on a part of her body or on a beged that she was wearing, that's not kineged oisay makim. So in that case, the halach is, we'd be toilo lahakel, and we would assume that the dam is not really dam neither. Either way, the Mishnah is continuing to discuss halachas related to ksamim. Zok the Mishnah, Hashila chaluk l'nachris, if a woman had a beged and she loaned her beged to a non-Jewish woman, or she gave it to a nida. Now she took the beged back and she found the kesem. And the question is, who did the kesem come from? Did it happen when she was wearing it, or did it happen when the person that borrowed it from her was wearing it? In this case, the nachris or the nida, says the Mishnah, a very interesting chiddush. Although ordinarily you would have to assume misafik, maybe it came from her, and for that reason she should be a nida midrabanan misafik. Over here, being that she had given it to somebody that is anyways tameh. So with Toilu Lahaka, we say, let's better say that the kesem came from that woman, either the Nachris, who's always Becheskes Nida, or the Yisraelis that we happen to know for a fact, in this case, was a Nida, because she's Tomei anyways. So by making her Tomei and saying that it was her kesem, you're not imposing any Chonra, because she's regardless Tomei. Rather than saying that it came from her, this woman was an Isha Tahira, so we'll say that you can remain Tahar, and let's assume that the person that you loaned it to, that's the person from whom the kesem came. Now, at first glance, in Svara, it's something that's very tzarech bir. Because if you have a suffix, you're not sure who the dam came from, and there's a parasha of ksavim, just because she's anyways a nida, or she's a nachris, so we'll be toila that it came from her. Is there any svara in that? So in the course of the Gemara, we'll see maybe there is a little bit of a svara. But at first glance, the pashup shad is has nothing to do with svara. It's based on the fact that ksavim is a chiddush, it's a chiddush durabanan, and any time we have an ability to issue a kula in the context of the institution of ksamim, that's something that we do. In this case, you have a kula. The kula is, let's assume it came from the nachris. The kula is, let's say, that it came from a nida. Similar halacha, gimel nashim shalav shalchalik echad. What happens if three women wore the same beged? They sat on the same bench. Then all of a sudden, they found dam. Meaning they found dam either on the beged that all three of these women had worn, or they found beged on the safsal on the bench that they all sat on. The halacha is kulan tameyos, because we have a safik, we don't know who it came from, and as a result, they're all going to be tamei. Yoshvei al safsal shel evel. What happens if they sat on a safsal that was made out of stone? Oh yeah, lo itztaba shel merchatz. And what these two things have in common is that these were things that are not mekabel toma. So if the kesem was found on a dover sheina mekabel toma, Rav Nechemya mitar. Rav Nechemya was mitar. We saw Rav Nechemya on that nun chesem and aleph in the beginning of Perek Haroy kesem. Shai Rav Nechemya oim. Rav Nechemya used to say called dover. Nechemya said an unbelievable chiddush in the laws of ksamim, and that is that if a woman finds a kesem, but it was found on a davar she'enoy mekabel tumah, the halacha is that you don't have tumas ksavim. So the whole concept of kesem is only if the kesem was found on a dover that's mekabel toma. But if it was found on a dover shein of mekabel toma, you have no halachas of ksavim. And why is this a big chiddush? Because first of all, what shaykh is, and number two, ksamim really impacts a woman in two ways. Number one, it makes her tameh from the standpoint that she's now able to be metama. Number two, it also makes her asa l'vayla. So even if you want to tell me that there's a svara to say that if the kesem was found on a dover she'ena mekabel tuma, so maybe that impacts the hilchas tuma, the tahira component of the woman, of the kesem, but what does that have to do with the fact that she's asa l'vayla? The fact that Anita is asa l'vayla has nothing to do with the fact that she's also Tomei in the sense that she's an Avatomo and she has an ability to be Metama. But that was Rav Nechemya's Chiddush, that if the Kesem was found on a Dover She'ena Mekabel Tuma, there's no the Rabbon and the Gedin of Ksamim, and the halacha is that this woman would not be a Nida, even not mid Rabbon. Either way, so the first halacha of the Mishnah was a Shilu Chaluka L'Nachas. If a woman loaned her beggar to a Nachas, Oyle Nida, or to a Nida, I raise you to tell you about this unbelievable Kiddush, even though she doesn't know if she's the one that saw the Kasem, or it's this woman that she loaned the beggar to that saw the Kasem, but the Kiddush is that if that woman was a Nachas or a Nida, she could be Toilaba. Sounds like if she was a regular Jewish woman that's not a Nida, then make a tasty to be toil in her more than in herself. But in the event that she's a nachras or a nida, the halach is a reizu toil abas. So the first chunk of the daf is going to focus on this halach. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Rav said, benachras araya, that when we say that you could be toil in a nachras, that's only a nachras that already saw dam. Meaning you know for sure that at some point in her life, she was a nida. But let's say this is a nachras that never saw dam nida in her life. So the halach is you can't be toil. So you don't just say that it came from the nachras. What if the nachras is of an age where she never saw Dam Nida, or even if she's the age where she saw Dam Nida, but she physically never saw Dam Nida, they're not going to be Toilah. There has to be some methodology to this clear, as irrational as it may seem, but some Mahalakta has to be. And Rav said, if this is a woman that has already seen Dam, so then we'll be Toilah. Maybe this Dam came from her as well. But if the Nachris never saw Dam, you're not going to have Dalach. He says the Gemara, had Rav know that? Because he felt to me the Nida, because the Mishnah put the Nachris and the Nida together, and Ma Nida the Kachazir, Nida is obviously a woman that saw Dam. It's mashman that the nachas is also a woman that saw Adam. I'm Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes heard Rav's halacha. Rav Sheshes was a Talmud of Rav. And he said, Kinayim v'shach of Rav, Amar l'hashmaita. Rav must have said this while he was sleeping. Meaning, I don't believe, it doesn't make sense. What was Rav thinking? Why? What's so shver about what Rav said to Tanya? Because I have a mefurish of Braisa. Toilah v'nachas. The Braisa says that if a woman has a beged, she loaned it to somebody, and now she took it back, and she found the kesem. If that woman was a nachris, she could be toiling the nachris. The halacha of the Mishnah, Rav Meir, the Braisa added, and said, "Benachris are ruyalirois." Now, this is true only by a nachris that's ruyalirois. If she's of the age where she could see, that's the only time you could be toiling. Now, it sounds like, I feel the Rav Meir, like, Kamra elab ruyalirois, avaroy lo yitzterik. Meaning, well, how do you read the Braisa? It sounds like, according to the Chachamim, you could always be toiling benachris. Rav Meir said, no, you can't always be toiling Benachris, Rameh is Machmer. Only if she's of an age where she can't see. She's Ru'uyaliris. According to the Chacham, you can always be Toilah Benachris. According to Rameh, only if she's old enough that she's already seeing Dam Nida. What does it sound like? Nobody holds that the only time you can be Toilah Benachris is if the Nachris physically saw Dam at some point. The Machloik is Rameh in the Chachamim is, does she have to be of the age where she's Ru'uyaliris? Or does she not have to be of the age where she's Ru'uyaliris? Avoroy lo yitzrach. Nobody holds she has to see. So Rav Sheshes, who was a Sinai, who knew all the Braises, said to Rav, Kinai v'shach of Rav, Ramallah Hashmaita. This, that doesn't make sense. Rav's wrong. Because in the Mishnah, you could tell me a shtickle Torah, Nachris, Nida, Nachris Dumya de Nida, Ma Nida de Kachazia, Ap Nachris de Kachazia. But at the end of the day, it's Kinegan and Mufurish of Raisa, Amar Rava. So Rava told Rav Sheshes, I don't understand, but Tisbara, Rameh Lachumer, Rameh Lakula. You're assuming that Rameh is more Machmer than that Raisa. So if Rameh, the Machmer says, B'nachris Haruya Lirois, clearly nobody holds that the Nachris has to be a woman that physically saw Dam. But that's all based on an assumption that Rameh is Machmer. Rameh Lakula. Rava said, you're making a mistake. Because really, Rameh is not being Machmer. Rameh was being Mekel, the Tanya. How do I know that? Because there's another price in the Toilah Benachris. In this price, the Chacham hold, you can't be Toilah Benachris. And Rameh, I'm a Toilah. Rameh says, you can't be Toilah. Meaning, clearly, Rameh is coming to be Mekel. Meaning, where Rameh said you could be Toilah, the Nachris, Haru'uya Lirais, that was a Kula. If that was a kula, and the Chachamim are more machmer, what's the bigger chumrah? that the woman that you could be toiling would have to have had physically seen them, which was exactly what Rav said. So Rava told Rav Sheshes, you're saying ki nayim v'shachiv Rav amr lahashmaita ichal fakert. I think you're making a mistake. You're Brisa that you brought maybe at first glance would seem to be not like Rav, but I have another Brisa, and from the other Brisa, it's Mefurish that Rameir was being Mekel, and if Rameir holds Ru'uya Lirois, and that's a Kula, that means the Chachamim hold more than that. The only thing more than that is that she physically has to have seen, which exactly what Rav said, which means that Rav Shita is supported by the Chachamim in that second Brisa, so Rav got it right. Rav Sheshes also had a Braisa, and for Rav Sheshes' Braisa, it sounded like Ramey was being machmer. So he says, no, Teretzachi, this is the way you read the first Braisa. The first Braisa was, Toila benachris, and you have to add the words of Ehisha Raya. Ramey, I'm a Beruya Lirois, because again, Ramey is being Mekel, Vafa Pisha in Raya, even though she was not Raya. Either way, this is the first part of the Sugya, where the Mishnah said, Hashila Chaluka benachris. The halachas, it could be toil in the nachris. Rav made a comment, he said, benachris haraya, it's only a nachris that already saw dam. Rav Sheshes thought, kinayim v'shachiv Rav, amro laha shmaita, based on a brisa. Rav Sheshes was a big bucky in brisas, and Rav told Rav Sheshes, there's another brisa that I think you missed. And from that brisa, not only do you see that there's no kasha on Rav, but that brisa actually supports what Rav said. Now, as it relates to this line, Amar Rav Sheshes, Kinayim v'shachiv Rav, Amar l'hashmaita. So if you look at the Maseiras Hashas, it says, Yevomis chavdalet amit beis, and v'shar v'kodmah. So this is something that's mentioned in many, many, many places in Shas, and at first glance, how could Rav Sheshes have said that? Kinayim v'shachiv Rav, Amar l'hashmaita. Sounds very derogatory. Rav clearly didn't say it while he was sleeping. So he was trying to say that what Rav said, he got wrong. So the Chavis Yor, we've mentioned this in the past in a tshuva, it's Kuf Nun Beis. He talks about this and many other Gemaras and Shas, where you find that Amiram and even Tanam sometimes said things that at first glance seem to have been derogatory and disparaging, and he's Miyashiv each Gemara independently. And he says Pshat over here as well. Whatever, we don't have to go into the Pshat now. It's interesting that Chafetz Chaim at the end of Sefer Shmiras Halashin, so he brings a few tshuvas from Gedolim that address different Gemaras that at first glance would seem to be inconsistent with halachas of Sefer Chafetz Chaim and Shmiras Halashin, right? You learn Shmiras Halashin, Chafetz Chaim. You have to be so careful with the way you talk. And then Rav Sheshes is talking about his Rebbe, Kinayim v'shachiv Rav, Amar l'hashmaita, and one of his Mar Mekoyimis that the Chafetz Chaim says you should go through is this tshuva. This tshuva is Chavis Yar, Simen Kuf Nun Beis, Ayin Sham, either way, Zach the Gemara Vaita, Tan Rabbanon, Toyla b'shemeres Yom, Kineged Yom, B'sheni Shalos. Again, the Mishnah said a chiddush that if a woman has a beged and she found a kasam, but she had blown this beged to somebody, and that woman had also worn it. So the halacha is, in the event that that woman is a nachris or a nida, she's tameh anyways. So a kula in Hilchas Ksamim is, let's just assume it came from her. Why? Because it doesn't matter. The fact that she now had a kasim is neither here nor there. She's tameh anyways. Rather than saying that this woman, who's tar, suddenly became tameh. So we have a brisa over here that the Gemara is going to bring that's going to elaborate on this halacha. A lumdish idea. Tanu rabbanan, teilu b'shemeres yom kineged yom, b'sheni shalah. A woman that gave her back to somebody else, and that woman was a shemeres yom kineged yom, but she was on the second day. So again, what's a shemeres yom kineged yom? The nida cycle in halacha is made up of 18 days. The first 7 days are the Yemei Nida, the next 11 days are the Yemei Zifa. If a woman sees Dam during the Yemei Nida, she's Tomei for 7 days. Even if she sees Dam all 7 days, at the end of the 7 days, she's Tomei. After the Yemei Nida, during the 11 days of Yemei Zifa, the halach is, if this woman sees Dam one day, so she's Tomei during that day, she's a Zava Kitana, so Yemei Zifa, so now she's not going to be a Nida, now she's going to be a Zava, and she has to be Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. Being that she saw Dam one day, she now has to be clean one day. If she sees Dam a second day, she still has to be Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. One day clean, Kineged, even the 2 days that she saw Dam. If she would see three days in a row during the Yemei Ziva, then she'd be a Zava Gedola, then she would need Shivanakiyim. Back in the day, she even have to bring a carbon. The reason today every Nida keeps Shivanakiyim is because we're not Bekiyim anymore, it's the Chumra of Rav Zeira, and today every single woman that sees Dam, we don't know Yemei Nida, Yemei Ziva, she always assumes Zava Gedola. And Allah is Shivanikir. The point is, this woman that borrowed the beged was a Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom on the second day. Second day meaning, this is the day that she's observing B'tahayra. If she could be clean now until the end of the day, she's going to be Tahar. Or B'sefer Shiva, Shalai Tavla. Or if the woman that borrowed the beged was
Zava Gedoyla, who was in the middle of observing her Shiva Nikiyim, the halacha is that the one that owns the Beged could be Toyla, that the Kesem came from that woman that borrowed it. Meaning, this woman that borrowed the Beged is Tameh. She's either a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, or she's a Zava Gedoyla. Even though, says the Braisa, she's during her Yemei Tahira, she's in the Tahira Chelek of her Tumah, meaning it's not the day that she saw the Ziva, it's in the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom day. It's not the day that she saw the Ziva, it's in the case where she's a Zava Gedoyla, it's during her Shiva Nikim. But being that she's anyways Tameh, so the halacha is that you could be Toyla that it came from her. This is the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. And Shimon Gamliel says that if you do the math, what's going to come out is that the woman that owns the Beged is going to be okay, because she has who to be toileted in. But her friend, Chaverta Mikukeles, she's messed up. Why? Because she was trying to become Tahar. She's in the middle of observing her one day, the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, or she's in the middle of the Shiva Nikiyim. But at the end of the day, she's going to be the Rebbe Yomi. Rebbe says, Eimer toilet. No, she can't be toilet. Lefikach Shnei Mikukeles. No, they're both going to be Mikukeles. Why? Because we have a suffix now, who this Kesem came from. And as a result, the borrower was anyways Tameh, and now she's going to be Tameh as well. The Shavin, Rebbe Shavin, will be able to agree. She'll tell you, B'shmeres Yom Keneged Yom, B'rishin Shalah, U'bi Yesheves Adam Toyar, U'b'psula Shedemeh Toyar. Meaning, Rebbe agrees, be a soy to Rebbe Shavin Gamliel said. You see it in our Mishnah already, that there's a concept of being toilet to Kesem in a person that's anyways Tameh. So in the event that you loaned it to someone who's a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, and it's not her second day, the day that she's observing the Taira, it's the first day, it's the day she saw the Ziva. Or if she's a woman, that any dam she sees will be Toyar anyways. She's during her Yemei Toyar, she's a Yoledes, or she's a Psula, who after her first Bia, so there's a few days where any dam that she sees, we assume is dam Psulim, which is not dam Nidim and Dairaisa. Either way, so there Rebbe's going to be Moida. Because again, Rebbe doesn't argue with Rav Shimon Gamliel fundamentally if there's a concept of being Toyla. He agrees with the concept of being Toyla. The Machloikis is, Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom B'Yom Shein Yishalah. Who, on the one hand, she's Tameh, but then again, in a few hours, she'll be Tahar. Or the Zavik Gedailu's in the middle of her Shiva Nikiyim. You're right, she's Tameh right now, but she's already holding in the fourth day of Shiva Nikiyim. So, Mechateh Sebi Taila. So, Shimon Gamliel says, I hear, but at the end of the day, you're Tameh, she's Tahar. We're going to be Taila, the person that's Tameh. As opposed to Rebbe, who holds, in that case, you're going to be Tahar. Now, the Gemara says that when Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel mentioned their Shitas, they were very wordy. Right, what was Rav Shimon Gamliel's lashon? Toyel b'shmeres yom kenegiyem b'sheni shalah u'b'sever shiva shloi tavla lefichach he mesukenes v'chavirta mikukeles. Rebbe said the same thing. Lefichach, it's for that reason shtei mikukeles. Says the lefichach Rav Shimon Gamliel. Lamali, I could do the math myself. Obviously, if according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if the one that owns the beged could be toyel and the one that borrowed the beged, then it's going to come out she's mikukeles and. This woman could be Toyla. The woman that's being Toyla is Miss Ukenis. So why do Rav Shimon Gamliel have to say that? The Gemara says, you're right, Mishum the Rebbe. He only said Mishum the Rebbe. The Fichat the Rebbe, why did Rebbe have to say it? So the Gemara says, because Mother Tema would have thought, there is a Kedish in Rebbe, because even though Rebbe holds, you can't be Toyla, but why should they both be Tomei? Maybe the one that found the Kesem, that's the one that's going to be Tomei. It's still a Kedish that Shtei Mikul Kolois, and that's why Rebbe had to speak out, the Fichach Shtei Mikul Kolois. So you should chap, not only can't you be Toyla, but whoever. It's not that whoever found it is Tameh, they're both Tameh. Once we said Leficha Shtei Mekukeles and Rebbe, so we mentioned Leficha Chimesu Kenes Vechavirta Mekukeles according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Amar Rav Chist, Tameh Vitar, Shalcha B'Shnei Shvilim, a Tameh and a Tahar. One person was Tameh, the other person was Tar. The way the Rishonim explain it, Tumas Meis. So one person was Tameh, Tumas Meis, the other person was Tar. And they went down two roads, Echatar Vechatameh. One of the roads had a mace, the other one didn't. And it's inevitable that whoever walked down the road, the shvil, the path that had a mace, would have become Tameh, Tumas Oil, from that mace. Now, one of the shvilim was Tameh, one was Tar. We don't know whether the Tameh walked down the Tameh, or the Tameh walked down the Tar road, or the Tar walked down the Tameh. So we have, there's a suffix. One person's Tameh, one person's Tar. They walked by a road. We don't know which one is which. So the Gemara, Bonul Machlekes, Rav Chisda said, Rebbe, Rav Shimon Gamliel, I think the halacha lemaisa would be, it's totally in this Machlekes, Rebbe, Rav Shimon Gamliel. How so? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you could be Toyla, that we're Toyla, that the Kesem came from the person that was Tameh. So here too, you're going to be Toyla. You're going to say that the Tameh person walked down the Tameh road, and the Tar person walked down the Tar road. Why is that a good clear? Because why be metama, a tahar person? So let's assume it was the tame that walked down the tame and the tar that walked down the tar. But according to Rebbe, that says that you can't be toila. So in this case, you're not going to be toila either. Maska for Ravada, Ravada asks, Ad kan lekam Rebbe Hossam, El Vitravayu, Ki Adodi Ninu. Rebbe only said his halacha over there, where there's at least a difference between the two people. Because the Re'iyah that the Shemeres Yom Kenegi Yom had was B'Sheni Shalah. And the Re'iyah that the Zava G'dayla had was during the Shivan Akiyan. So even though she's Tomei, but you're messing her up a little bit. But Hacha May Nafkala Mina. But over here, the person that's Tomei Tomas Meis is anyway Tomei Tomas Meis. You're not messing them up at all. So if you're not messing up at all, so why would you assume that in this case, Rebbe wouldn't hold that you could be Toilah, Rav Chizda held, Saif, even Tvila Baya. At the end of the day, although it's true, there is a distinction between the two cases, because in Rebbe's case, where Rebbe says he can't be Toilah, it's true he says he can't be Toilah, but the two are not mamish the same, because the Shemeres Yom Kenegi Yom B'Sheni Shlo, if you're going to be Toilah in her, you're making her worse off. So it's true you're making her worse off, but Tvila Baya, but at the end of the day, she's still Tomei. So Rav Chizda held that just like Rebbe holds you can't be Toilah on the Shemeres Yom Kenegi Yom B'Sheni Shlo, and the Zavik Doyle during the Shivan Akim, so too, you can't be Toilah the Tomei and the Tomei and the Tar and the Tar, whereas Rav Chizda held it's not that way. Itmar, oh my Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, Tomei V'Tar, Va'afilu Tar V'Toloi. So a Toli is someone that's Safik Tomei, Safik Tar. Shalok B'Shnei Shvilim, Echa Tomei V'Echa Tar, Toilah Tomei B'Toloi, V'Tar B'Tar. We assume the Tar went down the Tar road, and we assume the person that might be Tomei went down the Tomei road, even though you're messing him up a little bit more. But at the end of the day, being that he's anyway Safik Tomei, let's be Toilah that he's the one that now became Vade Tomei, and let's assume that the Tar is Tar, and L'divri HaKoil, and this is going to be true, L'divri HaKoil, meaning it's true according to Rebbe, it's true according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. Now this Gemara is a very big kiddush. Why? Because when you learn this sugya, the first Mishnah, the Shila Chalukah Lenachras Lenida, Harezu Toivabah. And then Rav Shimon Gamliel ratcheted it up. He said that even if you loaned it to a woman who's a Shemeres Yom Kenegi Yom B'Sheni Shalah, or a Zava Gedoyah that's during a Shivan Akiyim, let's be toilet in her, and let's assume that she's the one that saw the Kasim. You have no evidence that she saw the Kasim, but it's a Tliya. So what's Pashup Shah? How do you make such a Tliya? A new halacha in Shas that any time somebody comes to a Rav, he asks a Shaila, so the Rav is going to paskin the Shaila based on what's going to do the least amount of damage. So over here, if you say the Nida saw the Kasem, there was no damage done. If you say the Tahira saw the Kasem, then wow, you're taking a Tahira, a bigger woman, and you're turning her into a Nida. That's not Mishpatei Hapsak. It's not Klolei Hapsak. So where does this come from? So partially you learn, it's a Kula in the halachas of Ksamen. Ksamim, you find many, many kulois. So if it's a kula in the halachas of ksamim, what are you shtelling the tzuta? Shtei shvilin. Shtei shvilin comes up in a lot of sugis and shas. But in 10 sugis and shas. But shtei shvilin, you're dealing with Tumas Meis. You're dealing with something very, very real. So if you're dealing with something very real, mehecha teisi, shtel tzu, a kula that Reb Shimon Gamliel said in Hilchas Ksamim, the Hilchas Tumas Meis. As I frag in the Rishonim. And the Rishonim say that you have to say the pshas like this. These two shvilin were Rishos HaRabba. That lach is safik tuma b'shus harabim sveiketar. So really, both people midday rice atar. Safik tuma b'shus harabim sveiketar. That's the halacha. So why over here was it even a shayla? The case was where the two people came to Rav Bavas Achas. And there's a chumra that states that if two people come and ask a Rav a shayla, even though each one individually, we should paskin his tahar. But if they came at the same time, and we know one of them is for sure tameh, the Rav doesn't have a right to tell them that they're both Tahar. Because we know for sure one of them is Tameh. Now it's true, each person on his own would be Tahar, because Safik Tomeh B'Shus HaRabim Sveiket Tahar. But between the two of them, one of them is for sure Tameh. That din is a Chumra D'Rabbanan. And for that din, the Chum held you could be Mekel. And just like you could be Mekel by Ksamen, the Chum held you should be able to be Mekel there as well. That was the Tzushtel. That just like you find Ksamen, which is a parasha where the Hergish is, pun intended, to be Mekel. So we say what? That you could be Toilah the Kula. So the Chachamim felt that this case as well, where really each person individually should be Tar. Why? Because it's a Safik Tomei B'Shus HaRabim. Norvos, they came together, and it's for that reason the Chum have to be Machmer. Okay, but to the extent that there's now a way to be Toilah, so it makes sense to invoke this Chiddush of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and maybe even Rebbe. Either way, that's Pashup Shan on the Sugi. Zok the Gemara by the Bible, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Levi, Rabbi Yochanan asked the question of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Levi.
Mau litlois kesem bekesem. So we have this idea that if a woman has a beged and she gave it to somebody and that person now returned it and all of a sudden there's a kesem. So if that other person was a nida, she was a shemar sam kineged yoim. She was a zava gedayla. She was a full fledged nida. She was a nacharis. So the halachas, you could be toil. What happens if that other woman was a nida, but the way she became a nida was because she saw a kesem? So are you going to be toiler there as well? Or you're not going to be toiler? Says, well, leave it to Rebbe, like the boil. According to Rebbe, hashtag, ma hasam, the kochazim, you goofa, amr, dena toiler. Just like Rebbe was machmer when it comes to being toiler by a regular nida. Hacha de me'amakasi. Over here, where that woman is only tummy because of a kesem. So what? It's only a kesem. You don't even know for sure that it was her dam. Because every kesem, as we mentioned, is a suffix. Every kesem might even be a svek sveka. So being that over there, it's only a suffix. So certainly you're not going to be toiler. If Rebbe holds that there are times you can't be toiler in a vaday, for example, a shemeres yom kinega yom b'sheni shalah, or a zavik gedayla during your shivan akiyim, then certainly over here where it's only machmas kesem, kidiboy lachalim drashbag, hasam over there who the kachazim migufa talya hachad meyamakasi loy talya. Do you say over there where we know for sure it came from her gof, you could be toiler, but over here where maybe it came, now we don't know for sure meyamakasi, because if we knew for sure she wouldn't be tamei, but maybe it came meyamah. It's different. Oydem aloyshna amalei. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan asked this question to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Levi, and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Levi told him, ain't toilet. So Rabbi Yochanan said, my time, why not? So he told him, fish ain't toilet, because ain't toilet. What did he mean to say? Meaning, he said, Rabbi Yochanan, you heard Tut Stodim, that's why he asked me the Shaila. So it's that sad that you thought ain't toilet, that's the reason that ain't toilet, because if the woman's for sure a nida, okay, so you know she's for sure a nida, but here she's not for sure a nida. Here it could be that it came me'alma. That's sad that maybe the kesem came me'alma is the reason that we're not toilet. Freit the Gemara, eisvei, ain't toilet, kesem, kesem. That lochzi can't be toilet, or kesem, in a kesem. Shilo chaluka, lenachris. If she loaned her beged to a nachris, oily yosheves ala kesem, or to a woman that was a nida, but not just any nida. She was yosheves, meaning she was observing hilchas nida, because of a kesem, harezu toila, but there the halach is, she could be toilas. Again, this price is going to take up the next few minutes. Let's get this price so clear. Ain't toilim kesem bekesem. What's the first halacha? If a woman has a beged, she gave it to somebody, the person returned it, and now she found the kesem. Now that other woman that she had given the beged to was a nida. Why? As a result of a kesem. Says the price, ain't toilim kesem bekesem. Then the Braisa continues. Next line. The Shila Chalukal Anachris. What happens if she gave her beggar to Anachris, like the case of our Mishnah? Oyvla Yeshevis ala Kesem, which was the second case of our Mishnah, but with the difference, the Mishnah said, Oyvla Nida, the Braisa is a little more specific, not just the Nida, but a woman that's a Nida as a result of a Kesem. So then the Allah is Harezu Toilaba. Then she could be Toilab. It's a stira, blatant stira, one line to the next. Hagufa Kasha. Resha, Amrit, ain't toilin. Seifa, Amrit, toilin. Luchur, we seem to have a stira. So the Gemara is going to give three possibilities how we can reconcile the stira. So the Gemara says, only kasha, maybe it's not a stira. Ha Rebbe, ha Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. The Resha that says, ain't toilin, kasha, makasha, that's going to Rebbe, who was very machmer when it came to being toilin. Right? You'll have to say, it's talking about a case where Rebbe holds, you can't be toilin. Shemeres yom kineg yom b'sheni shalah, or a zavah gedayel during a shivan agim. The Seifa that says, you could be toilin, kasha, it's going to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Ikad Amri, or you could say, Haba ha Rebbe. Maybe they're both going according to Rebbe. Haba Rishon Shalah B'Sheni Shalah. Rebbe holds you can't be Toila if she's a Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom B'Sheni Shalah. Rebbe holds you could be Toila if it's Parishon Shalah. That would be the Teretz. Rav Ashi Yom Haba Rashbag. Or you could say maybe they're both going to Rav Shimon Gamliel, but like Kasha, and this is a big Chiddush that Rishonim discuss at length. Kan Lahaba, Kan Lamafrei, Kan Lahaba. Maybe the only time Rav Shimon Gamliel holds he could be Toila in general, that's only as it relates to Tumah Lamafrei. Meaning any time you find Dam Nida, that's the first sugya in the Masechta. Shammai Hillel, the Chachamim, there's always a tumul of afraid that has to be taken into consideration. The Gemara was here suggesting that maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel that said you could be toila, it's only with regards to tumul of afraid. And it makes a lot of sense. Because with regards to tumul of afraid, the fact that you're being toila in the tame has no bearing. Because she's tame for sure now. And as a result, there's going to be tumul of afraid. As it relates to tumul mikanu lahaba, Rav Shimon Gamliel wasn't being 100% authentic by saying, just be toiling her, she's tummy anyways. What do you mean? Mikanu labo, what day tumma are you? She's holding her fourth day of Shivan Akiyam. This woman is seeing down for the first time. You are messing her up by being toiling.
L'mafreya, you're not messing her up because she's anyways talking about l'mafreya. Mikana l'abo, yeah, but either way, this is the Gemara wants to suggest here, you have to reconcile it with the earlier part of the sugya, that's what the Rishonim do. But the point is that there is a svara to say that maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel, who said you could be toila, only said it with regards to Tomal Mafre. But what's the bottom line? What comes out from all this? Because you see, for sure you can be toilet in a kasha. The Gemara just said that maybe you can only be toilet according to Rav Shimon Gamliel Mafre and Namikano Laba. Maybe the part of the Braisa that said you can't be toilet was going according to Rebbe. But the point is that for sure, the fact that we're being toilet b'kesen doesn't make this dead on arrival. So you see, you could be toilet b'kesen. So what's the kasha? Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yehuda bar Levi, this new chiddush that you have in our sugya, right? That's the sugya here. You could be toilet in the world of kesamim. But could you be toilet even for a woman that's tameh mishum kesem? Or only for a real nida, or a real zava, albeit even a zava ketana. But maybe if she's only tameh machmas kesem, nah, why not? Because the Gemara said, because ain't toilet. Because there's always a tzad that maybe a kemei alma. I mean, that a kemei alma, maybe she's not tameh enough for us to now invoke this tremendous chiddush, this principle of toilet. So what Rabbi Yehuda bar Levi tell Rabbi Yochanan? He told him, ain't toilet. Freak the Gemara. I mean, before a Shabrais over here that seems to say toilet, Amar Ravina. So Ravina said, you're right. Based on all three pshatim that the Gemara gave, how to understand this Braisa, what should come out is that you see from here, toilet b'ksamim. However, I'll tell you a fourth way to learn this Braisa. And based on that fourth understanding in the Braisa, what's going to come out is not toilet b'ksamim, rather ain't toilet b'ksamim. How so? Like kach hachi kamer. Yeshila chaluk le'nachris, balas kesem, harezu, toilet b'ksamim. That what he meant to say was, if she loaned the beged to a nachris, then the balas kesem could be toiler in the nachris, not hishila to a nachris oily yosheves ala kesem. So he did a lot of surgery to the brisa, but rather hishila chalukah lenachris, then balas kesem, the balas kesem could be toiler. It's not what the brisa said. I mean, it's very nice. If you edit the brisa, you can make the brisa say anything. But the guru, aren't the first three pshatim more mistabrit to be the right pshatim because they just stim better with the language? So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamar oily yosheves al dam toihar balas kesem toilaba." You're right. That oy is there. We're not taking the word oy out, but it's not oily yosheves al kesem. It's oily yosheves al dam toihar. So if she gave it to a nochris or to a yosheves al dam toihar, then the halacha is the balas kesem could be toilah, but the brisa never said you could be toilah in the kesem. The first part of the brisa says you can't be toilah on the kesem, and the second part of the brisa, which seemed to say you could be toilah on the kesem, really didn't say you could be toilah on the kesem. So enochinami, we have four pshat and had to understand the brisa. The first three would contradict what Rabbi Yehuda bar Levi told Rabbi Yochanan, but Ravina said Rabbi Yehuda bar Levi must have understood this brisa. He must have reconciled it the way I'm telling it to you with the fourth pshat, and based on the fourth pshat, there's no kasha. So the Mishnah in the end, on the bottom of Nun Tes on the Braise, brought the Chiddush of Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya said, "Kol Dovah she'ena mekabel tumah, ena mekabel ksamim." Omer Rav Masna. So Rav Masna said, "My time with Rav Nechemya. What's pshat Rav Nechemya? The chsiv. He learned it from a pasuk. A pasuk in Yeshaya Paragimel. The pasuk says, "Va'anu va'avlu pisacheha v'nikasa la'aretz." And he learned from there, Kivan Sheyoshva La'aretz, as soon as the dam lands on the ground, meaning if a woman finds a kesem on the ground is not Mekabel Tumah, and as a result, Nikasa, the halacha is, she's going to be Tahar. So the Mekar to Rav Nechemya is a pasuk. A pasuk where? A pasuk in Yeshaya Perikim. Now, this is obviously not a Mefurish to Mekar, but stating that, this is an asmachta of some sort. It's a remez. Now, again, that's Poshet. That if somebody asks you, what's the Makar to Rav Nechemya? What's Rav Nechemya holds that a Dovah Shein Mekabel Tumah is not Mekabel Ksamim. So it's a Pasuk. I learned the Gemara this morning. Nida Daf Samach Amid Beis, the Gemara learns it from a Pasuk. It's a little bit of a funny answer because that's Poshet that we're not discussing it in the Raisa, right? The whole Parsha of Ksamim is a Parsha Midrabanan. So it's an Asmachta from a Pasuk in Yeshaya for a Din D'Rabbanan, which is okay. But the point is, at the end of the day, Rav Nechemya still requires a beer. I mean, if this was a real pasuk, okay, so it's a real pasuk. But it's for sure not a real pasuk. It's an asmachta ba'alma. That's, if there's ever been an asmachta, this is it. Because this is a sif katan in a world that was completely created by the Rabbana. So there's no way that's what this pasuk in Yeshaya is referring to. Elamai, it's an asmachta. you wanted a remez for this chiddush, here's your remez. But if that's the case, then hacha kushu v'duchte, my time of the Reb Nechemya. So the truth is the Rishonim struggle with it to try to understand Pasha Pshat and Reb Nechemya. So maybe if we have some time later, we'll get into it. But either way, the Gemara is going to discuss from the Nechemya sheet a little bit. Amr Apuna, Reb Chanina, Metai Hoi, Reb Nechemya, Afilu Bachayri Klicheres. Nechemya said as halacha, even if the dam was found, this kesem was found on the back side of a klicheres, even if it was found on the outer part of a klicheres, you can have this lach. What do you mean? It's Pasha. This is Hilchas Tumah V'Tayra 101, that a klicheres can become Tameh, but only from the inside. There's halacha kol hasheh b'soicha yitma. But you can't be metama klicheres migavoy, only from the inside. So what's the question? Feit Gemara that pshita, if from the Chemya holds that you only have chsom v'anadam v'mekabal Tumah, everybody knows the achere klicheres is not mekabal Tumah. So why Rav Huna, in the name of Rav Chanina, metayer hoy Rav Nechemya, afilu b'achere klicheres, right, seems like Tamirom, we're very excited with this chiddush. I mean, everybody knows this chiddush. So the Gemara says, no, ma'ad the tamer, look, it's a gabayotu, toichai kamashman. You would have thought klicheres is different. Because being by the klicheres, the outer part, yeah, the inner part, yeah, so you, it's very easy to confuse the two. That was the chiddush. Kamash b'lon. Amar Abayi, metayer Rav Nechemya, b'machloini yoshem b'm sholish al sholish. The minimum shear that a beged has to be in order for it to be mekabel tumah is 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. And the reason is, because anything bigger than that, even though maybe an usher wouldn't use, but an ani would use. So once the beged is chazya, even laniyim, that gives the beged a chashivos, and the halach is, it could be mekabel tumah. Meaning something has to be chashiv in order to be mekabel tumah. If it's not chashiv, it's not mekabel tumah. So Abayi said that Rav Nechemya held that if you have a beged, that's not shalosh al shalosh. Being that it's like chazin, loy laniv, loy lashirim, there too, the halach is, it's not going to be tamidorish, Rav Chiya by Rav Masna, Mishmei de Rav. So Rav Chiya, the son of Rav Masna, so we started the sugya, Omer Rav Masna, my time with Rav Nechemya. Over here we have Rav Chiya by Rav Masna. Who is Rav Masna, by the way? Hashtag rest of the story. Rav Masna was Rav Yochanan's 11th son. We're going to see it soon in Brochus, Davhea Midbeis. So Darish Rav Chiya by Rav Masna, Mishmei de Rav. Halachik Rav Nechemya. The halach is like Rav Nechemya. Omer Lei Rav Nachman, Abba Tani, Maisa, Bolif Nechacham. So Rav Nachman said, I heard from my father. So it's interesting. You don't see Rav Nachman's father in Shas that often, right? Avu the Shmuel. But you don't have Rav Nachman's father. But over here, says Rav Nachman, I've heard from the Tata that he said over not his own chiddush, but Tani, he taught a brisa. Brisa was Maisa Bolif Nechachamim, Vitimum, where there was a kesem, it was found on a dovish in a makabel tumah, and the Chachamim said that this is a kesem, meaning the woman is going to be Tami, the At Amrit, and you're telling me halacha k'Rav Nechemya, you're going k'neged a brisa. That was what Rav Nachman told him. So the Gemara says, Maihi, what is this brisa? Tanya went to the brisa. There were two women that were both working on a rechayim. So you had a wheel, and the two women were standing. One was closer to the wheel, the other one was a little bit farther. So the halacha is, v'nimtza dam tachas hapnimis, if dam was found underneath the woman that's closer to the rechayim, so halacha shteim tmeyos. Because sometimes the one that's farther leans in, so you don't know who the dam came from. Tachas achitzayna, if it was found underneath the chitzayna, so there the halach is achitzayna tmeya, but pnim is toyer. The one that's on the outside is going to be tamei, the one on the inside is going to be bintai. What was found in between them? Shteyim tmeya. So, there was a story of an imtza dam al svasa shel ambati. Dam was found on the edge of an ambati. An ambati is a bath. A bath is also davar she'ein mekabel tumah. It's attached to the ground. Va'olah shel zayis, and it was found on the olah shel zayis b'shal shemasikis satana. So they were using the leaves of an olive to heat up an oven, and they found dam there. Uba ma'is l'fei chachamim, and the ma'isa came to the chachamim v'timum, and they said tameh. The bottom line is, you see from here that we were dealing with things that were davar she'ein mekabel tumah, and still the chachamim were metamos. That's what Rav Nachman said. Rav Nachman said, I heard from my father a brisa. This is a brisa, and the brisa seems to say clearly that the Chachamim were metamas. What's the kasha? If the Chachamim were metama, Rav Nechemya is allowed to argue with the Chachamim, but it's not established that Halacha would be like Rav Nechemya. It's true, Rav Nechemya says his chiddush in the Mishnah, called Dovah she'ena mekabel tumah, ena mekabel ksom. Right? There's a few chiddushim from Rav Nechemya that permeate Shas. Right? You have Rav Nechemya in Kachim, that the Shvich HaShirayim was considered an Avodah Chashuva, that if someone was Shvich HaShirayim b'chutz, or if someone had a Machsheves Pigel b'shah Shvich HaShirayim, here's a shita from Nechemya, Mesech Tesid, a very important shita, who holds that if you find a kesem on a Dovah she'ena mekabel tumah, there's no ksom. So Nachman said, I heard from my father, Bryce, that the Chachamim argue. No. No, the point is, if it's a machloikis from the Chemi and the Chachamim, we're probably going to pass them like the Chachamim, based on the basic rule of Yochid v'Rabim, Halacha k'Rabim. So the Gemara says, Rav Chiya bar Masna told Rav Nachman, I hear your father had a nice braisa, but Tanoi chom nocha braisa. The time we went to the braisa, Rav Yaakov mitama, v'Rav Nechemya mitaher, v'hoiru Chachamim k'Rav Nechemya. Oh, so this braisa, you see the Chachamim follow like Rav Nechemya, so we hear the Chachamim are not the Rabbim connected Rav Nechemya the Yachid, but here they're supporting Rav Nechemya the Yachid. And for that reason, the halacha is halacha lemaisa in Hilchas Nida Siman Kuf Tzadik. That's what halachas of Ksamim are, like Rav Nechemya Echzel. So just to speak out a little bit of raid, if we have time, maybe we'll continue. So two ha'aras. The first ha'ara is, just generally speaking, as it relates to the halachas of Ksamim. So, in Daf Nun Ches, we mention that as it relates to what exactly Hargosha is. So the whole parasha of Ksamim is predicated on the idea that a woman, even if she sees down from the Makar, and it's the right color, not all down from the Makar, we know it's Tamei, but even if she gets the color right, and it for sure came from the Makar, if there was no Hargosha, she's not a Nida Deiraisa. So when you start learning the Sugya of Ksamim, you make a very important Tanacha, and that is, a Kesem is always going to be the Rabbana. Now, there is a Svara, an idea that maybe the woman had Hargosha and she just didn't chap, which Rashi, as we saw, Erev Shabbos, says is the whole reason that the Chamim made a takana about Ksamim, because Dilma Argosha v'Lavadaita. But again, that would only be a chash to Rabbanan. The pashtus for sure is that there was no Hargosha, and if there was no Hargosha, this woman's not going to be a Nida Deiraisa. So really, the first thing a woman has to know when she determines, is she a Nida Deiraisa or is she a Nida Derabbanan? Because you see, super duper coolers in the world of Nida Derabbanan. So what's the first thing? Was there Hargosha? Was there not Hargosha? So the question is, what's Hargosha? So Rishonim already discussed Hargosha, and in the Rishonim, there seem to be two primary definitions of what Hargosha is. The Rambam seems to describe a woman that her whole body, she feels sick, and like the Gemara said in the beginning of the Masechta, Ivarei Kfeidin, her head starts hurting, her whole body is Nizdazeya. So that's a more dramatic sensation, and that's the definition of what Hargosha is. When a woman feels that, that's when she becomes a Nida Deiraisa. Any other dam that comes from the Makar, if it doesn't come with those Hergeshim, she's not going to be a Nida Deiraisa. Rashi and other Rishonim seem to say more Pashit, that what is Anida? Anida is a woman that sees Dam that came from the Makar. So when Dam leaves the Makar, even if it remains still Ba'isei Makayim, in the proizdar, in the Beis Achitzayin, the halacha is she's already Anida. When she feels the opening of the uterus, she feels the Makar open, that's the Hargosha that would make her into Anida. Stating that, there was a tremendous, tremendous tumult in the Poiskim with regards to a much more subtle Hargosha, as to whether or not that would be considered Hargosha to make a woman Anida Deiraisa, or not to make a woman Anida Deiraisa. And that is, what happens if a woman, she wasn't Nizdazeya Kol Gufa, she also didn't feel the Makar open, she didn't feel the uterus open, but rather she felt something flowing in her Beis Achitzayin, Ba'osei Makayim, what's known as Hargoshas Zivas Dovalach. Is that considered a Hargosha, or is that not considered a Hargosha? And this was a tremendous Machloikis Achroinim, a tremendous Machloikis Apoiskim, Uberoisham, the Neid of Yehuda on the one hand, and the Chsam Sofer on the other hand. The Neid of Yehuda is in several tshuvas, but it's primarily in Yeridea, Kama Simen Nun Hei. So on Friday we spoke out Simen Nun Beis. This is Simen Nun Hei. And the truth is that Simen Nun Hei is Afoichba Vafoichba Vekulaba. We spoke out this truth in the beginning of the Masechta. This is where the Neid Behuda says that even the Ma'anama that holds the Vestis Adirabanan, that's only as it relates to Lemafreya, right? It's Machlekes and Chas. Vestis Deiraisa or Vestis Dirabanan. The Gemara says, what's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is if a woman's vest passed and she never did a Bedika during the Yema Vest. If you hold Vestis Deiraisa, she's a Nida. Done. She's a Nida. She could do a bedika now, and it could be clean. You're still afraid. Chazaka oirich bezman. But maybe the zman of the vest, she had dam. Somehow she missed it. You'd have no way of going back in time to know whether there was dam or there wasn't dam. And as a result, she's going to be Nida. That's the man of vest. The man of vest, the rabbanon holds. Chazaka oirich bezman. Is only a dinder rabbanon. And being that it's only a dinder rabbanon, you don't have to be chayish. And the Neid Yehuda said a tremendous chiddush that the Chassam Sofer agreed with. And he says he heard it from his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler. And that is that this Machloikis, Vestis de Rabbanan, Vestis de Raisa, that's only as it relates to the Gemara's case. Where the Yoima Vest passed, the woman didn't do a Bedika, so do we assume now she's a Nida or not necessarily? But what about Mikanu Lahabot? Nalama Freya, Mikanu Lahabot. Today is a Yoima Vest. Is there an Issa Tashmish or not? So, at first glance, you would say, if you hold Vesis de Raisa, it's an Issa Tashmish de Raisa. If you hold Vesis de Rabbana, there's no Issa Tashmish de Raisa. It's only an Issa de Rabbana. Said the Meid of Yehuda, no. That if you, even if you hold Vesis de Rabbana, everybody's going to agree that Mikanu Lahaba, Chazoka Erech Bezmaneba, and Allah is going to be an Issa de Raisa. And when the Gemara says, Vizarta Bezmane Yisom Etumasam, it's a real drasha, and it's a real drasha, even if you hold Vesis de Rabbana, not like the Rishonim speak out in different places in Shas, that drasha that the Gemara brings for Vesis is only a real drasha if you hold Vesis. But if you hold Vesis de Rabbanan, back to the envelope arithmetic, then it shouldn't be a real drasha. Zokten b'ayit b'yehuda, no. That's discussing the Isser Bia, the Isser Tashmish. That's Nogeya Mikanu Lahaba. Oh, Mikanu Lahaba, everybody holds Vesis de Raisa. The whole machloik is Vesis de Raisa, Vesis de Rabbanan. What's the svar? What's the lundus? What difference does it make if it's Mikanu Lahaba or if it's Lamafreya? So that's the part we can't chazer over now. That's based on the Gemara Masech, this Gittin, Shema Meis, that's the first part of this tshuva. In the second part of this tshuva, the Neid Yehuda talks about Hargosha. He makes brilliant cheshbonos as it relates to some of the Gemaras that we just learned, way beyond the scope of what we do. But then he says, so then he says, we have to figure out now, what is the definition of Hargosha? So he says, I'm going to say a chiddush. That if a woman feels a zivas dover lach in her beis achin, that's Hargosha. V'loy be'inon Hargosha's psicha samakar tafka. She doesn't have to have Hargosha's psicha samakar. And the Rebbe Yehuda says, I have two rayas to this. Two rayas, both based on Gemaras that we're shtickle familiar with. The first is a Gemara that we just learned. The Gemara said in Daphne Zayin Amid Beis, when Shmuel said his halacha, the halacha of that underpins ksamim. Amash Shmuel, batka karka oilam, v'yashva le'a, woman looked at the area that she was about to sit down on. It was clean. She sat down, she gets up, and she found dam. Dalach is tahira. Why? Shenema bifsara. And we learned from there, achetargish bifsara. It says bifsara, achetargish bifsara. And this is the makar to the halacha of Hargosha. Says the Neid Yehuda, that pasuk, bifsara, achetargish bifsara. What is bifsara referring to? Which part of the basar of the woman? What's it referring to? Is it referring to the makar? Is that what it means? Says no. It's referring to the Beis Achitza. Says, how do I know that? It's a Mefurisha Gemara. Because the Gemara said, when does a woman become a Nida? When Dam leaves the Mekar and it enters the Beis Achitza. And then the Gemara said, a Chiddush. By the way, it doesn't have to leave her Guf. Right? A man only becomes a Balkari or a Zav if the Dam is Yoytze Megufay. But the woman doesn't need it to be Yoytze Megufay. Bifsara, if it's in her Basar, that's the definition of Nida. So Nida is when Dam leaves the Mekar and it enters the proizdar, which is the Beis Achitzayin. It's Aysen Makim. That is the definition of Nida. How do we know that? Because it says Bifsara. That means Bifsara doesn't just mean anywhere in the woman. It's a specific part of the woman's anatomy. It's Bifsara. It's Aysen Makim. It's the Beis Achitzayin. If Shmuel's Memra of Achetargish Bifsara is that same place, that means the Hargosha of Nida is Bifsara. That's where it is. That's in the Beis Achitzayin. So that means Hargosha Zivas Dovalach in the Beis Achitzayin should make her into a Nida. If Bifsara had something to do with the Makar, then you're right. Maybe it means the Makar. She feels the Makar. But she's not feeling the Psichas Pia Makar. That's not what Bifsara is. When the Dam is in the Makar of the woman, she's not a Nida yet. She becomes a Nida when it leaves the Makar. Where does she have to feel it? In Bifsara. In the Beis Achitzayin. So that's the definition of Bifsara. It's the same Gemara, Zok Tanayit Behuda. Chabah Gemara that says a woman becomes a Nida when the Dam's in the Beis Achitzayin. How do I know? Bifsara. The same Bifsara is Achetargish Bifsara. So you want to know what the definition of Argosh is? Pasha, what the definition is. It means that Argosh has to be Bifsara. Zok Tanayit Behuda, it's Pasha to me. I don't even know how you could argue, said Tanayit Behuda. That's his first raya. His other raya is from a Gemara on Daf Yizayin of the Beis. So he said like this. He said, Mamash Amir de Gazach. He said, you have a whole Gemara of Toshmas, right? The Gemara does that sometimes. You have Mamash 10 Toshmas, where the Gemara fired away against Shmuel. Right, Shmuel said, you need Hargosha, you don't become a Nida Deiraisa without Hargosha. Toshma, Toshma, Toshma. Come on, every Mishnah that had a Shemetz of Sheiches to Hargosha's Nida, the Gemara asked the Toshma for. Says the Noi de Behuda, I think the Gemara forgot the most basic elementary tushta. Says, if I was going to sit down and attack Shmuel's memory, I would have started. What it is. I would have started with this. It's a Mefurisha Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah said that the Beis Achitzayin is attached to two organs. It's attached to the Makar, and it's attached to the Aliyah. So the Makar is the uterus, or the Cheder. That's what the Mishnah refers it to. The Aliyah, no one's really sure what it is. Maybe the bladder, right? We're not sure. But either way, it's attached to two parts of the woman. What happens when a woman finds a Dam de Beis Achitzayin? So how do you know? where did the dam come from? So the Mishnah and the Gemara, complicated sugya, has different cheshbonos. If you found it on this part of the Beis Hachitzon, that part of the Beis Hachitzon, there is a chazaka, there's no chazaka as it relates to Tumas, Mikdash, Vekadashav, a whole festa sugya. Right, the Neid of Yehuda. Why didn't the Gemara bring this Mishnah and start the Toshmas right there? L'chayim Mabarashach. Was there Hargosha? Then she's a nida, and for sure came from the cheder. Was there no hargasha? Then it came from the ali. You don't become a nida deraisa anyways if there was no hargasha. So mamarosh, what's the shaila? Either there was hargasha, or there wasn't hargasha. So this is like a perfect tashma. But you have a case where dam was found. You don't know if it came from the uterus, if it didn't come from the uterus. You're only a nida. The Gemara thinks at this point, even midrabbanan, right? The end of the sugya, the Gemara says, no, this is neither the rabbanan, this is neither the rice. Okay, but the Gemara didn't know that as it was going through the tashmas, as it's working through the process. So at this point, in real time, we don't know that yet. So as far as we know, there's one thing. You're either a nida, you're not a nida. There's no two dinim, neither the rice or neither the rabbanan. So you have a suffix. Did it come from the uterus or did it not? Well, it's very simple. You only become a nida if you felt it. So did you feel it, or did you not feel it? It's afraid to know to be Yehuda. It's a good kasha, right? And how is it possible that the Gemara asked every Toshma and just somehow skipped over this Mishnah? Doesn't make any sense. Zok, you know, the teretz is klar. It couldn't be more obvious. He says, you know what the teretz is? You see from here that hargosh has nothing to do with the uterus. Has nothing to do with the makar. You know what the definition of hargosh is? Zivas dover lach in the Beis Hachitzoy. Thus is hargosha. And if that's hargosha, my mother she found it in the Beis Hachitzoy. So the fact that she had zivas dover lach in the Beis Hachitzoy is not a ride that it came from the uterus anymore that it came from the aliyah, whatever that is. There's no raya. If hargosha means she felt the makar, she felt the cheder, she felt the uterus, then it's all the Gemara. At least ask the kasha that l'chayra, was there hargosha or was there not hargosha? The teretz is, the Gemara knew that hargosha has nothing to do with the psichas piya makar. Hargosha has to be b'fsara. B'fsara is where she becomes a nida, which is where the dam is when she, in the Beis Hachitzoy. That's the Neid B'Yehuda. Stating that, the Neid B'Yehuda says it with such a geschmack, with such self-confidence, but a lot of the Achronim had a very big problem with this Chiddush of Neid B'Yehuda, who beroishim, like we said, the Chsam Sofer, and he is watching this, v'hinei b'tshuvas Neid B'Yehuda kosav stam t'loi nirli kikata koidmin v'loi shos libo listo raya echon me'elu hanamarim lil. He says, I brought here in my tshuva a whole bunch of rayas, and the Neid B'Yehuda didn't feel that he even had to address one of them. There's not one of my raya is not like the Neid B'Yehuda that are addressed in that tshuva. So he said, if you look in the tshuva, you'll see his own rayas. But as it relates to all my rayas and the rayas that the Achronim said, he didn't even feel it necessary to address them. So again, we're not going to go through this whole tshuva. It's in Yerideya Tshuva Kuf Memhe. But I'll just tell you one raya that he brings. And that's from, at first class, very compelling raya. The Gemara said on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the first sugi in the Masechta was, a woman found down. And she doesn't know how long the dam has been there. So you have to be chayish for tumul mafreya. The Shammai says, kol anoshim dayin shayte. Hill says, no, you got to go backwards. The Chachamim said, up to 24 hours. That's the first machlokes. And the Gemara said, my time is the Shammai, my time is the Hillel. So the first pshat was the lamdish pshat. It's based on chazaka. And then the Gemara gave a few shorter pshatim. One of them was, pshat in Shammai is, because Shammai felt that if the dam had been there previously, she would have felt it. How come there was no hargosha? So from the fact that she wasn't margishit, that's a raya that the dam probably wasn't there. Right now, she found it. This is exactly when the dam came. Because if it was there earlier, usually dam comes with hargosha. Usually a woman has hargosha, and over here she didn't have hargosha. So being that she didn't have hargosha, that's a raya that probably it hasn't been there for a while. Maybe she had hargosha. It happened while she was sleeping. I mean that it happened while she was sleeping. That's why she never felt it. How do you know that when she finds dam now, it's zikha hasn't been here for a while because why didn't she feel it? So that's an umdene demuchach that it hadn't been there previously. What do you mean? Maybe there was a hargosha and it happened while she was sleeping. Says the Gemara, Yeshena Nami, Agav Tzaira Mitara. He says when a woman has hargosha, it wakes her up. So the fact that she was sleeping is not a doesn't mean anything because if there was hargosha, she would have woken up from it. Said the Chassam Sofer, if the Neid B'Yehuda is right, that a zivas dover lach is considered hargosha, would that wake a woman up? Why should that wake a woman up? It's mashma that it's something more dramatic. Not only that, the Lashon HaGemara, tzaira, it involves tzar. Zivas dover lach, there's no tzar. Zivas dover lach isn't necessarily going to wake the woman up. It sounds like we're dealing with a more dramatic sensation, which is why the Rambam says nizdazek kol gufa, and even the other Rishonim, Niftach Pi HaMakar. Apparently that's something a little bit, but the point is, Sedechson, this is one of his rayas that Loishos Liboy, that the Neid Behuda didn't feel necessary to address. That's the first aura. The second aura, we just leave with a kasha. And that is, in the beginning of the sugya, we discussed this halacha, that a woman has a beged, and she gave the beged to somebody, someone borrowed it, and this somebody was a nachris or a nida, and then when she returned it, they found a stain. So the question is, who's the nida, right? The question is, who's the nida? Incidentally, one thing we saw earlier, just popped into my head, on the bottom of Dafim Chesam and Aleph, is that really you have to discuss this from two standpoints. You have to discuss it from a Hilchas Nida standpoint, Simon Kuf Tzadik and Yerudeya. You also have to discuss it from a Chosha Mishpat standpoint, because it was Mavur in the Gemara that the borrower would be responsible to wash the beged. Right, the borrower would be responsible to wash the beged. In the event, for sure, the kesem came from the borrower, she would have to wash the beged. The Gemara discussed what happens if she says, I was baitikin, and she says, I wasn't baitikin. So I might say, Mechavel of a right. But let's say a woman borrows a beged. A woman borrows a beged. And she, there's a kesem. So now, when she returns it, she has to send it to the cleaners first, and then give it back. Why? Because she's responsible. She's achrai. She damaged it, or she soiled it. So her responsibility is, without a question, she's no different than any other mazik, if you want to call it that, she would have to pay it. Shmuel Reuven Grossman showed me that the Kabbadik Kashaisa, that was the Chalkus Yoyev, it's Kasha Lamites. So the Kabbadik Kashaisa is a whole bunch of Kashas, Bumbe Kashas that the Chalkus Yoyev asked. And in Kasha number 39, he said, Alachura, why should this woman be responsible? She should be a Mesa Machmas Malacha. The halacha is, if someone's a shayla, someone borrows a para, and you were working with the para, and the para dies, so you're pater, right? This is Perek HaShayl 101. Because you're Mesa Machmas Malacha. Even a shayla, that kala nasha loy, was chayven oitzin, but Mesa Machmas Malacha, even a shayla is going to be pater. So the chalkas, you know, that's the kasha, he bleibt tzorich in on his bamba kashas. So he says, I don't understand. Why is it this a Mesa Machmas Malacha? She borrowed it. Why'd she borrow it? To wear. While she was wearing it, she stained it. So the chayra, shouldn't that be a Mesa Machmas Malacha? So he says, the truth is like this. It's totally in a machlokes rishayin. There's a machlokes rishayin, and when you say Mesa Machmas Malacha, is Mesa Machmas Malacha only if the malacha caused the damage? So you borrowed a shayr, and the shayr was working in the field, and while it was working, it was being chayresh, something happened to it, and it died. Is that the only time you say Mesa Machmas Malacha? Or if it was Mesa B'shas Malacha, that's enough for it to be Mesa Machmas Malacha. It's a big shayla. In halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, it's Kepaskin, that Mesa B'shas Malacha is also Mesa Machmas Malacha. It doesn't have to be Mesa Machmas Malacha mamish. The halacha is that even if you borrow the shayr, and you're on your way to the field, and something happens, so even then you're going to be potter. Mesa b'shas malacha is enough. It doesn't have to be mesa machmas malacha. It's a freita chalkus yoyev bishlema, according to the rishonim that hold, that it has to be machmas malacha. So okay, over here, the beggar didn't cause her to be royadam. It didn't cause the kesem. So you'll tell me you're not a mesa machmas malacha. But what about the Shulchan Aruch psak, based on rishonim? That whole mesa b'shas malacha is enough. L'chura, why shouldn't this be a mesa b'shas malacha? But that's the kabbalah k'shayis kasa. But that's not the order that I wanted to get to. That is, so the gemara over here mentioned a machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim as it relates to. So now you gave it to a nachris. The nachris returns it. You found the bag. Be toil on the nachris. That's an easy way out. She doesn't have to worry about k'samim. Now you're going to be tahar. Everything is beseder, right? But there was a machlokes remaining the chachamim. What type of nachris you could be toiling? Any nachris? Only a nachris that's of the age where she started seeing dam, or only a nachris that physically has already at some point seen dam? And there was a shayla from Meir is machmer or from Meir is mekel. And the maskana, the gemara came out to Rav Meir is mekel, right? The gemara said the tizbara. You think Rav Meir lechumra? Rav Meir is really lekula. That was the maskana. The Rav Meir is being mekel. So I saw that the Chachmas Betzalel asks a nice aura from a Gemara earlier in the Masechta, Daf Hayamid Aleph. The Gemara there was discussing a halacha in Ksamim, and the Gemara said, Rav Meir he, that Gemara is going according to Rav Meir, the Machmer B'Ksamim. Rav Meir was Machmer B'Ksamim. And there was Machlokes Rashi and tells what that means. Rav Meir is Machmer B'Ksamim. So one pshat is, Rashi learned, that Rav Meir was more Machmer sometimes in Ksamim than he was by regular Re'iyos, which is a Chiddush. But Rav Meir maybe was more Machmer by Ksamim. But Tois said a different pshat. Tois said, V'nir lefarish. Rav Meir he the Machmer B'Ksamim, Shehu roga lahachmer B'Ksamim, Tfei mirabanon. That you find throughout Masechtas Nida that Rav Meir was a machmer in Hilchas Ksamim. And then he brings a bunch of rais. So the Chachmas Betzalel is Ma'irer, it's not a nice ha'ara, that here you have that Rav Meir, he the machmer b'Ksamim. And mamash, you have a Mufurish Gemara by us here, and that's Sama coming out. V'tizbur, is Rav Meir being machmer? Is he being makel? But, okay, no. But either way, that's a toisvis. I just want to chaz over a ha'ara that we spoke at in Daf Hayamid Aleph, which we couldn't appreciate then, but I think just a few things that we've discussed over the last few weeks, we can appreciate this a lot more now. And that is, Reb Meir was more machmer by Ksamim. The Shoyl Meshev, Reb Yosef Shol Natanzin, wrote a sefer called Eidos B'Yosef. Two halakim, Eidos B'Yosef. In Chelek Aleph, he has Ha'oros HaMasechtes Nida. And on this Tosis right here in Dafei Amud Aleph, in a sefer Eidos B'Yosef, he says, V'yesh Loimra, why is it that Reb Meir was more machmer by Ksamim than the Chachamim? He says, I think the pshat is as follows. Because the emes is, when it comes to Ksamim, we have the Bis Yosef's Kasha. The Kesef Mishnah's Kasha. Kesef Mishnah asked the Kasha, that L'chayr, I don't understand the whole institution of Ksamim. Chachamim went ahead and they made a takana about Ksamim. L'chayr, every Kesef is the Chasvek Sveka. Safik, maybe it didn't come from the Isha. And even if it came from the Isha, maybe it came from the Alil, like we just said. How do you know it came from the Makar? And the Bis Yosef was very bothered with this Kasha, and he said to Terutzim, and so many Terutzim were said to try to answer this Kasha of the Kesef Mishnah. That L'chayr, every Kesef is a Svek Sveka. One of the Mahalchim that the Achrayim say is that it's true, it really is a Svek Sveka. But for whatever reason, this Svek Sveka, we're going to be machmerin. This Svek Sveka, maybe for whatever reason, we're going to be machmer. But Enochinam, it's a Svek Sveka. Hasmish was right in the Kasha. Azoy Zogan under Achrayim. But for whatever reason, this Svek Sveka, we're going to be machmer. Said the Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin. That Ramei, Svek Sveka, we know the Rashba says, works within right. Also, works within right is very geschmack. Because Rameir, the Shitasi, is Chayesh Lamiyuta. So if Ramei is Chayesh Lamiyuta, makes sense that Ramei will be more machmer by Ksavim. Because really, every Kesem is like a Svek Sveka. Nervos. For whatever reason, we're going to be machmer. But it's because it's a Svek Sveka that we have so many coolers. But Rameir, who's Chayesh Lamiyuta, so Rameir is not going to have to worry about it. Either way, that was Hishtagol Taira, that it's Rameir Lashitasai, that Rameir is Chayesh Lamiyuta. But really, I mean, if you think about it, it's an unbelievable chiddush. What, is that the case? That according to Rameir, that's Chayesh Lamiyuta, not a Svek Sveka? Rameir doesn't hold up Svek Sveka? We spoke about whether Rameir is Chayesh V'Chazaka or not. The Prima Godim and the Mordechai and Tovshin Lamed Zayin in Masechtos Chulin, right? We spoke a lot about that. But that's as it relates to Chazaka. But absolu oiftu, that if you hold that Svek Sveka is mitam roiv, which is a very legitimate position in the Rishonim and the Achronim, that it should come out, Rameir doesn't hold the Svek Sveka. So first of all, if you learn Shabbos is daf, the Gemara was Mefurish or Gemara, where the Gemara discussed Rameir in the context of Svek Sveka. But more from a Lumdus perspective, and that is a Svek Sveka Aruba de Issa Kaman, or is a Svek Sveka Aruba de Lesa Kaman? So what's the roiv by a Svek Sveka? What's Pashup Shat? But the pshat is that statistically, everything you have a sofik, it's 50-50. Now that you have two sveikas, so it's 75-25, let's say, right? So the math changes. So as a result, you end up with a roiv. Is that the pshat? So it's mavur nachrim, that's not the pshat, because it's just not going to work out. There's too many svek sveikas where you're going to have a hard time with that. The more lumdish way to say it is that the svek sveika is good for the roiv. The two studded are the roiv. The one side is the miut. And the tut stodim amavatel to one side. Just like at Kri Rabim Lahatos by a Bezdin, you have roiv deos amavatel, the miut of deos. So there's a concept of roiv stodim can be mavatel, the miut of stodim. So the roiv stodim, is that Issa Kamon? Or is that Lesa Kamon? So I think it depends on the suffix. I think sometimes it's going to be Issa Kamon, and sometimes it's going to be Lesa Kamon. What's the nafkumina? Because Rameir is only Chayesh Lamiyuta by Aruba the Lesa Kamon. By Aruba the Issa Kamon, Rameir never said his Allah of Chayesh Lamiyuta. Because that's a pasuk in the Torah. Achir Rabim Lahata, so just Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin's festa ara of maybe Rameir, who's Chayesh Lamiyuta, would be more machmer in the world of Svek Sveka, loit those Achroinim and Rishonim than all that Svek Sveka is mitam roiv. I think something that we need to work out in the Lumbus is that you look at it as a Svek Sveka being Issa Kamala. Again, it's probably totally in the Tzadim, right? Let's say by a Kesef. What's the Svek Sveka? Is a suffix, did the dam come mealma? That mealma where the dam, the tzipar that it may have come from, the animal that it may have come, it's not here. So l'churu, that's Lesa Kamon. What about the dam from the Aliyah? Is that Issa Kamon? Is that Lesa Kamon? It's a little tricky. Either way, just some food for thought. We'll end on that note.